That evening, the girls didn't go home for supper, despite Sally's promise to the aunts that she would fix lamb chops and baked beans. The wind picked up, and a freezing rain had begun to fall. Still, the girls stood across the street from the drugstore girl's apartment. Mr. Halliwell didn't come out until after 9, and he had a strange expression on his face, as if he didn't quite know where he was. He walked right past his own car, not recognizing it, and not until he was halfway home did he remember he'd parked somewhere, and then it took him nearly an hour to locate the forgotten spot. After that, he appeared every evening at the exact same time. Once he had the nerve to come to the drugstore at lunch and order a cheeseburger and a Coke, although he didn't eat a bite, and instead stared longingly at the girl who'd put a spell on him. He sat there on the very first stool, so hot and amorous that the linoleum countertop on which he rested his elbows began to bubble. When he finally noticed Sally and Jillian watching him, he demanded that the sisters head back to school, and he reached for his burger. But he still couldn't keep his eyes off the girl. He'd been hit by something, all right. The aunts had gotten to him just as sure as if they'd picked him off with a bow and arrow. Coincidence, Sally insisted. I don't know about that, Jillian shrugged. Anyone could see that the girl from the drugstore looked all lit up inside as she fixed hot fudge sundaes and rang up prescriptions for antibiotics and cough syrup. She got what she wanted, however it happened. But as it turned out, the girl didn't have exactly what she'd wanted. She came back to the aunts, more distraught than ever. Love was one thing, marriage quite another. Mr. Halliwell, it seemed, wasn't certain he could leave his wife.
I don't think you want to watch this, Jillian whispered to Sally.
How do you know?
The girls were whispering right in each other's ears. They had a scared feeling they didn't usually have when they spied from the safety of the stairs.
I saw it once.
Jillian looked particularly pale. Her fair hair stuck out from her head in a cloud. Sally drew away from her sister. She understood why people said blood could turn to ice.
Without me?
Jillian often came to the back stairs without her sister to test herself, to see how fearless she could be.
I didn't think you'd want to. Some of the things they do are pretty gross. You won't be able to take it.